Welcome to Body Sculpt of New York, 6 weeks to fitness podcast, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. And now, here's your host, the president of Body Sculpt of New York, Vince Ferguson.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson. Welcome to 6 Weeks to Fitness, episode number 101. Thank you so much for tuning in. This episode is brought to you by Body Sculpt of New York and the Children's Sports and Fitness Expo. Join us on Saturday, June 24th for the 14th annual Children's Sports and Fitness Expo in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, visit www.bodysculpt.org or call 718-346-5852. Gustavo Velasquez is an actor and 2017 Daytime Emmy Award nominee. Known for his work in Conversations in L.A., a breakout sleeper hit by Immediate Vision Productions, also starring creator, writer, director, actress Anne Marie Cummings. Here to talk about his nomination, acting career, and more is Gustavo Velasquez. Gustavo, how are you?
Doing absolutely amazing. Thank you for that incredible introduction. It's the first time I'm hearing Emmy nominated so on the radio, so it's cool. Doing well.
Excellent. How's the weather? I know you're in California.
Oh, it's always sunny. It's always sunny. And sometimes I'm praying just for it rain, just to change up a little bit. I know that's Los Angeles speaking, but yeah, it's incredible right now.
So exactly where did you grow up? Did you grow up in what part of California?
I grew up in Orange County, California. And yeah, Orange County. And then I actually went to school for accounting in Orange County as well, which is completely different from acting. My parents are just they were immigrants from El Salvador, and they really believed in education. So they pushed me, and I'm thankful for it. So graduated with honors with an accounting degree, early 20s, and I got the job offers from PricewaterhouseCoopers, Ernst & Young, all the top CPA firms. And I was just in the boardroom meeting, looking around and thinking, this is not for me.
Wow. Wow. So you went all the way through college, got the accounting degree.
Yeah.
Okay. And made your parents feel really great and special that you did it, that you
right.
got the education.
Right.
And then you walked away.
I rejected all the offers and I walked away. And they were okay with it. You know, I was serving tables and, wow. and paying through my college education, working a full-time job in a restaurant. So they knew I earned it. And they said, you know, live your life. And I said, yeah, I think I've always wanted to be an artist. I always wanted to act. I didn't know anything about it. So rejected the offers, moved to Los Angeles, and kept serving tables and started jumping into acting classes and took it really seriously. I think one of my greatest strengths as an actor is to have that accounting background, because it is a business and you really need to know how to navigate it. It's not just being an artist. You need to have the passion. Definitely. You need to have the work on the craft. So I started working on the craft, but I also started networking and meeting as many casting directors as I could, jumping in every single acting class I could, improv, UCV, wow. Groundlings, any kind of acting class, any kind of play, any kind of movie I can get my hands on. I really, really loved it. I picked up instruments, started playing guitar, piano, ukulele, wow. started dancing. Just really, I think it just all these years of being suppressed from the arts just came into one and really engulfed myself in it. And it was probably 1 year after that of really striving for it where I met Anne Marie. And I met Anne Marie at Starbucks in Los
really?
Angeles. Yeah, we were sitting actually across from each other. I was reading for a play with one of the girls in my acting class at the time. So we were just running lines. And next to us was Anne Marie Cummings and Vanita Harbor, which was the other, nominated actress on the show. And Anne Marie came over and says, hey, I'm like casting a few projects. Here's my business card. You guys seem like actors. If any of you want to contact me? And I looked at the business card. I'm like, who is this person? who is this random person walking up to me? But I looked up her website. and I saw one of her, a reel from the Mercy Seat, a play she did in New York, and it was incredible. I mean, she was really there. Her performance was just so honest and so real. I'm like, well, she clearly has something. So I emailed her. She emailed me 10 pages for a reel if she wanted to do, because she was new. She lived in New York her whole life, so she just moved over here. And she gave me the 10 pages at chemistry read that Monday. And then she said, yeah, I want to move forward. And nobody knew what was going to happen with this. We just started filming episode, and it grew and it grew and grew. 1 year later, we have 3 Emmy nominations. We're filming season 2 with named actors like Rebecca Metz from Shameless joined the cast. Jack Plotnick, Elaine Jones, some really, really great actors have joined. And yeah, it's been pretty much taken off from there.
Wow. Was this your first acting role?
My first acting role, yeah.
Wow. And your first acting role, and yet you were nominated for the Best Actor in a Digital Drama Series?
Yeah.
How cool is that?
It's unbelievable. Really unbelievable. Just the Daytime Emmys to be honoring digital series alone is so huge. It's really giving a voice to independent actors and artists who just want to create something who are not backed by a studio budget. But now there's an outlet for them to get recognition and to really start making a name for themselves.
Oh, man. Yes, yes. What was the atmosphere at the awards show like?
Hectic. I mean, everybody, there's a lot of award-winning, and everybody was nominated there. So it was amazing just being on the red carpet, being interviewed, getting a chance to talk about the show, and just celebrating the fact that all of this happened. And actually, the day of the awards, the Huffington Post just put out an article on me. So I was like even more overwhelmed by everything that was going on.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a lot to handle for a young guy coming just, you know, out of accounting, you know, school. And I mean, amazing. Absolutely amazing. Do you believe it has a lot to do with your passion, your belief in yourself?
100%. I mean, it has to do with the opportunity can come. It could have came, but if I was not ready to really embrace it and give everything, it wouldn't have gotten to where we have gotten. Like a director and actor relationship, the director, Scorsese, can give somebody direction, but the actor has to really be able to understand what's going on and run with it. And if they're not ready for it, it doesn't matter if the director is. You're not going to be able to do it. So I think it was my vast amount of, I was training probably every single day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, nonstop, and really, Anne-Marie took a chance on me. I think a lot of people were saying, we're not sure, he's a nobody, but she's like, no, he has something. Thank you to her for giving me this amazing opportunity to be one of the leads in a series, but she was right, so I'm really thankful for that. But I've always been in anything with accounting to graduate with honors with that degree. Took an incredible amount of effort in anything I do. Like I'm in the gym 6 days a week, meal prepping. Anything, my lifestyle, from health to my mindset, to anything I want to achieve has to make sense. It has to be a plan and have to really work at it. And it has to be a smart plan. There's no fantasy. Everything has to be realistic and it has to make sense. And that's how I treat my life. And I think that's why I'm getting the success I am so far.
Oh, definitely. Now, what about your friends, guys and girls you grew up with? I mean, because doing what you're doing now, you're kind of like separated from them, right?
Yeah, in college, I had all the friends and they went into the field. So I kind of lost track with that because that job is really demanding and you just take off. I think from high school, I have one really amazing friend who's been with me this whole time. He's along the whole journey. And then my acting friend that I've met out here, we still keep in touch every single day. Like we're trying to help each other out anyway. I can help them out. So I keep in touch with them all the time. But mostly it's either going to the gym, going to auditions, being on set, and just making time for family and the really close friends that I have.
Nice, nice. So you moved to LA. So you moved. You're actually staying by by yourself, or you moved in with friends?
No, with friends. With friends.
Which is great. Now, tell my listeners though who don't know, tell them what Conversations in LA is all about.
So Conversations in LA is about a young man who already has his shares of romantic relationships, but now is looking for something real. And he meets a menopausal woman who's pretty much looking for something fun at her age. So it's just that difference in the relationship and that dynamic. And from the very first episode, you can see that he's never really experienced something real,
right?
Something deep. It's pretty much been superficial, and she says things to him that is like, wow, this is somebody else. So there, it centers around the relationship, mainly her trying to figure out what menopause is all about, her midlife crisis, what's going on, just trying to figure out life, him looking for something real, him actually pursuing her for a romantic interest, not just a sexual desire. And so and it's conversations. So they're one take. There's no cut. It's actual conversations. Each episode is about 15 to 20 minutes, and there's no pause here. So I think these conversations are, it's when you're with somebody, like let's say you're in a relationship with someone and you're out in public, you put out a different persona. If you're out with friends, you have a different persona. But when you're at home by yourself with that person, or your real feelings about what's really going on come out. And that deep conversation that you have late night with a buddy after you leave the bar, or with your best friend when you're just alone and really scared and you really reveal your vulnerability. These are what these conversations are about. And I think that's why the Emmys have recognized this, because it's real. It's deep, it hits home, it affects people, it makes them think about something. And also, it being a one-take series, it's extremely difficult.
Sure.
I mean, a lot of rehearsal goes into each episode, because the cinematographer, along with the actors, it's almost like a dance. Everybody has to be in sync to get this one take.
Wow, that can't be easy, I tell you. It can't be easy. That's amazing. Now, how's it feel to be playing the part of the eye candy, the trophy to an older woman?
Well, if this character is fun. I mean, he's explosive, he's fiery, he's unpredictable, and it just gives me, which is everything that it's the opposite of me, since I'm very like controlled and just more mannered. But he's quick. I mean, anything sets him off. And it's fun to play that. It's fun to just like go into that role. And I mean, I really see him as a young man who's just lost, who's trying to find his own way, and just making. And I think a lot of people in early 20s can relate to that. Like, what is life really about? Like, they probably never experienced anything real. So it's really fun to play this character and just explore that and do justice to the role of any young person who's trying to just figure it out like everybody else.
Wow. So how easy is it, or how hard is it to, after you finish doing a particular episode, to come out of character back to Gustavo Velasquez from, you know, the character in Conversations in L.A.?
Right. I'm definitely a method actor, and I've learned that from Anne-Marie. And I think the day of, I'm in character.
Okay.
I'm 100%, especially maybe 1 hour before filming. Like, I'm really, I tell the crew and just, I'm going to be in my own space. I apologize if I'm rude or anything, but just, I'm going to be in my own space. I apologize. So I go into just who I am, this character, especially, some of the episodes are intense. So, I mean, I just really going into that. And I think after the episode's done, maybe 15 minutes, I just like try and wrap it. But after it's done, I'm able to let it go. Luckily, I'm thankful for that, to just let it go. But yeah, I think up to the day of, I'm fully immersed in this character. But once the once we're done, maybe 15 minutes
wow.
after.
Wow. I think those are the best actors who can do that. You know what I mean? Totally immerse yourself into the character like that, you know?
Yeah, and I think you have to. You have to. I mean, everybody has their own different style, and I think whatever works for somebody is great. I mean, whatever works for you. I think for me, being able to be method helps a lot.
Oh, definitely. Now, did season two start taping already?
Yes. Yes. We've already filmed three episodes. We're working on four and five this month.
Wow.
And yeah, we should be wrapping up in the next couple of months, season two. And a lot of things are in the works. So definitely exciting times.
Amazing. How can my listeners find the show? Where can they see the show?
ConversationsNLA.com.
Nice. ConversationsNLA.com. That's amazing with digital today, you know? It's amazing.
Yeah, it's huge. And I think based on season one, it did the acting and the writing, thanks to Anne Marie, was so incredible that we were able to get named actors come on. Rebecca Metz from Shameless and Better Things is playing the therapist for Gus and Michelle, the main characters on episode two, which was a pleasure to work with her, and it's really incredible. Jack Plotnick, who's been in Hollywood all his life, an incredible actor, has joined.
Yeah.
Sterling Jones, he was in Lone Survivor with Mark Wahlberg, he's joined.
Wow.
Couple other, Mark Lewis, he was in Demolition with Jake Gyllenhaal, he's joined. So it's really nice to see working actors wanting to join our cast.
Oh, most definitely. You can only go up from here, man. It's amazing. You know, for you too. I mean, it's amazing. You're pretty much on the right trajectory right now, you know?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, and I'm thankful. I'm just humbled by it, thankful for it, but also I realize you got to keep working on the craft. You got to keep focused on what got you here. It's not time to stop or celebrate. It's like, let's keep the momentum going.
Yeah, but what advice would you give a young aspiring actor just coming into the business, you know, like yourself? What advice would you give that person?
So best advice I would say is if you are very, 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 very serious and there is no other option, you know you want to be an actor, you know this is for you, move to Los Angeles if you want to do a TV or film, because this is the place, theater, New York, Chicago, definitely. But for TV and film, if you want to pursue that, move to Los Angeles, get a stable restaurant job, be a server nighttime, because you're going to be going on auditions in the mornings. You got to have your schedule clear, and acting is expensive. You got classes, headshots, marketing, the costs add up. You got to take care of yourself physically. So food, I mean, the expenses are high.
Yes.
So get a stable job that you can work part-time. So that's huge, because that's going to be a great foundation when you're not worried about money. You're not showing up to castings desperate. I got to book this job. I can't make rent. So come to LA, get a stable restaurant job, make your finances in order, number one.
Yes.
Two, understand that acting is not the end all be all. Make time for your friends, make time for your family, live your life, because acting might happen. You might win an award one day, but then you're going to want another award. You might make a book, a couple of commercials. You might book a series, but then you're going to want another series. It's never going to be enough. So you got to be happy where you're at right now. If you're happy where you are right now as a person, then everything else won't matter. Then you can really let go and be in the moment, be present. So I think that's huge. Secondly, jump into every acting class you can. Read every play you can. See every movie you can. Really engulf yourself as an artist. Take dance classes. Pick up instruments. Do everything you can to really pursue this. But work on the craft. Craft is number one. It doesn't matter what you look like. I know people say it does. No, it does not matter what you look like. It does not matter what your type is. Work on the craft. The sexiest thing in the world is an amazing actor who can really be vulnerable and show every emotion, show their soul, and not be scared to do it. That's sexy. It's not what you look like. It's not, nobody cares about that. You know, I'm in so many classes and I see so many good looking people. Then when they go on camera to tape, there's nothing there. So that nobody wants to see that. We want to see something real. So bring yourself to the part. But above all, make time for friends, make time for family, and know who you are as a person. Be happy where you're at before you start pursuing this. If you can do all of that, you're not only going to be successful in acting, you'll be a successful person, which is more, the more important thing.
So true and so wise from a young man, you know? I really appreciate that. That is really cool, man, really. I know you're busy right now, but do you have time to audition for any other shows or commercials?
Yeah, no, I've been going on auditions.
Good.
For some good parts, but... Yeah, I mean, everything is, if I book anything, it's all subject to conflicting schedules, so making sure everything works, but conversations is priority just for filming season two.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you film every day of conversations in L.A. or 5 days a week?
Pretty much, the rehearsal process for each episode is about a month long.
Okay.
So rehearsing, definitely. Probably in rehearsals 3 times a week for the next month before we film our episode.
Okay, so it definitely does take time to prepare for these roles.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, I've seen your pictures, and you look like you're in great shape, and I heard you mention the gym, and this show is about health.
Yeah.
How important is it to you to maintain your health?
For me, it's more for myself. Okay. I need to feel good in who I am as a person.
Yes.
And I think that correlates with everything. How I feel about myself is going to help me with how I feel in front of the camera. But I just love being healthy for myself. It gives me energy to wake up early. It gives me motivation.
Yes.
It gives me everything I need. So, yeah, the gym, it's been over the last year, I've done a lot of research and a lot of trial and error because for the longest time, I kind of had it backwards of, oh, you need to do an hour-long cardio session to get abs, or you need to, but it's wrong. It's like I've really learned how you got to focus more on heavy weightlifting and proper diet, and cardio could only be like 10 minutes, but it has to be intense cardio.
Okay.
So definitely meal prepping,
yes.
Probably 6-7 meals per day.
Oh, really?
Eating
nice.
Carbs, lean, and maybe 5 to 6 days a week.
Oh, 5-6 days a week. Whoa. Nice.
Yeah.
That you're able to put that time in. That's amazing.
Definitely. And it's needed. I couldn't do what I do if it wasn't for the kind of healthy lifestyle that I'm living.
See, that's it. It's all about being productive, and being healthy makes you more productive.
Exactly. Definitely.
What is your favorite drink?
Water.
I heard someone else ask you that before. I love that answer, man. Water.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
I love water.
That's perfect. How important is eating healthy to you?
It's probably everything. Everything. Yeah. I mean, and I notice a difference. I go 1 week of just like lean chicken, wild salmon, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, broccoli, white rice, sweet potatoes, of just eating really clean oatmeal, steel cut oatmeal. Yeah. And then I eat a burger and it weighs me down.
Mm.
I see the change. I see if I binge for 2 days, my performance at the gym the next day really lacks, really goes down. Or especially, I think the hardest thing I've been dealing with is late night eating.
Yes.
Like when I'm, that's tough, and it's a hard habit to break, and it's a process. It's just constantly reminding yourself. So now when I get home late at night, I just get a grapefruit with some cottage cheese, and I'm finding that that's really helping me get rid of all kind of cravings.
Right, exactly. To fill you up just enough so you don't feel hungry.
Exactly.
Know? Excellent.
Yeah.
Very good. Now, how can my listeners find out more about you, Gustavo?
Well, they can follow me on Instagram at Gustavo, GUSTAVO, _ V as in Victor 27. Follow me on Twitter at, I think, same thing, Gustavo _ V27. And definitely follow conversationsinla.com. You can see all the episodes there. the incredible works that's going on. But those are the top three pages you can definitely follow me at.
Excellent. What's next on your bucket list?
Bucket list, traveling. I think I've spent a huge amount of time really invested in acting. And I think after season two is done, I want to travel.
Okay.
I've only hit a few places in the U.S. myself, but I want to explore. I want to get lost. I want to see what else is out there and pretty much just get lost and explore.
Really? Awesome. Awesome. Gustavo Velasquez, on behalf of Body Scope of New York and 6 Weeks of Fitness, I truly want to thank you for coming on my show.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity. It's truly a blessing.
And to my listeners, I truly hope this program was informative, encouraging, and inspiring, and that you will continue tuning in to our 6 Weeks of Fitness podcast. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for the show, please leave them on my 6 Weeks of Fitness blog at www.6weeksoffitness.com or email me at Vince@6weeks.com. Take care. Bye-bye.